You were mentioning you came from a farming community.
Yes, I did.
What influenced you to go towards engineering? And then what led you to look far north at that time to Alaska? What made you think of that?
Well, when I originally was very much interested in radio electronics as a teenager. And I built little radios as best I could and diddled around and that kind of stuff, as what little I could afford. And when I went on to college, I started out as an electrical engineer. And in 1948, when I went to college, all of the World War II veterans who were on the GI Bill, who had been any kind of a radio technician, were all taking electrical engineering, and the marketplace was flooded with electrical engineers. So in my junior year, I switched from electrical to civil, simply because when I graduated, I wanted to have a job and not be pacing the streets.
What gave you that insight? You seem to really have a lot of insight to projections. And you were pretty young when you look back as a junior.
I guess I'm just brilliant.
Okay.
But that's how it happened. And how I got up here, I had spent my youth on the farm, and of course during World War II you couldn't buy any farm equipment. All the manufacturing processes were going for war implements, and everything on the farm was by hand. You milked by hand, you shoveled manure by hand, you picked chickens by hand, you hoed by hand. And to be honest, I was so sick of that farm that I wanted to get as far away as possible. So I graduated from college in June from Schenectady, and I went over to Albany. And they had an American Airlines office there, and I went in the office and I asked the young lady there, I had told her I had $168, I remember that, and I asked her where it would take me. She says, "How about Anchorage, Alaska?" And I said, "Give me a ticket."
And that was your decision?
Then I came here, and when I got here, I went to work for the Alaska Road Commission, been here ever since.